Good morning and welcome to the Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I am pleased to be with you this morning. Those of you who are paying attention may have noticed that we announced that we were going to continue these midweek Hump Day devotions through the season of Easter. And Easter, well, the season of Easter is over. Easter is never over, but the season of Easter is over with our celebration of Pentecost this past Sunday. However, we are committed to continuing to bring you these midweek devotions, kind of a midweek check-in, a hump day hallelujah, a middle of the week good news to you each week. So fear not, back by popular demand, not that we were had ever gone away, a hump day hallelujah for you this morning. As I mentioned, we come this morning just after Pentecost, the celebration of the gift of the Holy Spirit given to those who were gathered in that upper room that the Christian church might be born. And on that day, as the Spirit came and descended upon the heads of those gathered with and flames and tongues like flames with the rush of a mighty wind, each person in that room spoke in their native language and yet were understood by others in the language that they understood. That gift of the Holy Spirit in that Pentecost event, I think, demonstrates the diversity within the early Christian church and the unity that comes by the power of the Holy Spirit given as a gift to the body of Christ. On Sunday, in addition to the celebration of Pentecost, we had the joy of witnessing the affirmation of baptism, the confirmation of faith of three young people here at Ascension. It was a joy to be gathered with them and their families and this worshiping community to celebrate their public affirmation of their faith and welcome them truly into this family as young adults. On Sunday, Mr. Justin mentioned in his children's message to the kids, he brought them to the font and he talked about that we are a family. And in families, as we all well know, sometimes we disagree. Sometimes there's arguments and we might experience a situation and come to a different conclusion or have a different opinion about that. Unfortunately, that happened in the life of the broader church this last weekend, as well as myself and Roger and Cece Linder had gathered for the Synod Assembly. And much of the time of the assembly was spent in conflict, people expressing their differing points of view about whether our bishop should continue in the role of bishop. After a vote in which Bishop Megan's removal was not approved by the Synod Assembly, which would have required 2/3 vote, we continued to meet together and go about the business of the church. And it's with sadness I report that at the conclusion of the Synod Assembly, our presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, decided to bring disciplinary charges against Bishop Megan Rohrer. And in the meantime, Megan has resigned from their role as Bishop of the Sierra Pacific Synod. So we come out of that conflict. We come out of that time of disunity, and we have the joy and the pleasure then of Pentecost Sunday of celebrating the unity that we have as a church in Christ as we gathered around this table for Holy Communion. For our unity, friends, doesn't come just when we agree upon things. It comes through the good news of God's love, extended to each and every one of us through Jesus Christ, with the Spirit given as a reminder, as a reflection, as an encouragement of that love, that we might see Christ in one another, that we might be charitable to one another, that we might love one another as we have been loved by God. This unity that we have at the table here. We celebrate each Sunday when we gather around table, each coming equally in need of God's forgiveness and grace. But even though we, And that's where our unity is, even if we disagree upon other things. Here at Ascension, we have begun a tradition where we pray for the unity that Jesus prayed for us. And that prayer for unity comes from John chapter 17, beginning with the 20th verse. Let me read it for you. Jesus prayed to God. He said, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, my Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. In them and you, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." And so, my friends, we trust in that prayer. We pray that prayer in our own way each time when we are gathered in worship as we together pray the prayer for unity. We pray it when we gather for a meeting, no matter what the topic might be. We acknowledge that our unity can only come through Christ. There will be disagreements, but in Christ we are made one. We're still diverse. We still come with many gifts. We still come with many opinions. But we pray for unity, not uniformity, that together we might share the good news of God's love to each other and our community as our mission here at Ascension Lutheran Church. For we have been made one in Christ. Thanks be to God. I look forward to seeing you next week on the Hump Day. Hallelujah.